I want to talk about something that you did in your February 26th council meeting, and that was a discussion about recycling and how you're looking at going into a single stream type situation. I find it fascinating that the two cities do recycling in a completely different way. There's a drop-off point that's very convenient for Bryan folks, but then College Station, up to now, you've had that street pickup, but you've wanted people to kind of segregate the different elements.
Right. You get a roll of plastic bags, and you put your newspapers and magazines in one, and your tin cans and aluminum cans in others, and then your glass in a third. The single stream is a pilot study. It's taking place in Emerald Forest. There's 300 homes, and it just happens to be that's the number of single-stream containers Texas commercial waste had, so okay. That worked out well. And it's basically you'll be able to put everything in, and they'll sort it at the recycling place, but you can also put in cardboard and, you know, like shoe boxes and cereal boxes and paper plates and all of that kind of stuff in the recycling. And the idea behind the single stream is hopefully more people will, you know, just put it in there and not have to worry about sorting. And the positive about the single stream, I mean, it still has to be tested, is that it would take more stuff out of our landfill. And I serve on the Bivisma board, and we've seen projections from either between a short life of 33 years to a long life of 90. And knowing how difficult land is and the difficulty it is to get a landfill open. If you've gone through Hempstead, you
it's a hot button issue. That's for sure.
It is, and so the longer we can keep our landfill up and running, the better.
Now, so do you already have a benchmark? I mean, do you have data from there so you can say this is how the system has grown when we went to single stream, or do you take this information and then extrapolate from that what the growth was?
I think the idea in this study is to see the usage and how many of the 300 actually use it, and then ask them, you know, is this more convenient for you? Would you use it more?
Okay.
And that kind of thing. And then, obviously, there's a cost differential.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, and I'm right up front. I'm not a big recycler. I understand the importance of it, and I do it when it's convenient for me and easy. But also because you have so many apartment units in College Station, I think that's really going to be important.
Okay. Our apartments are not part of the...
Understand, but...
They do have the... There is a franchise for people to recycle at apartments, but that's private.
Is the idea here, though, that if this single stream works, that you take it citywide?
To all the residents, not
apartments.
Not apartments.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head, the first thing I think about if you make sure, I mean, that's fine that there's a private company, and I wish them good luck to do that. But the idea is we want to make sure that those students are taking part in it, because they impact everything that we do in College Station, without a doubt. So possibly a contingency down the road that you would do something with the large apartment complexes to be able to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, something to think about.